Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, December the 23rd, 2019. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to give us the wisdom that is necessary so that we might contend with those things that are around us and be ready for the time to come. We ask that you would fill us with knowledge and understanding, faith and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm sure that you are aware of the discussion that has been taking place with regard to the impeachment of the president. And I want to share an article with you found in the Christian Post. That's the Christian Post, published on May the 31st, 2019. Again, the name of the website is the Christian Post. The date of the article is May the 31st, 2019. The writer of the article is Samuel Smith. That's Samuel Smith. And the title of the article is Franklin Graham says, Trump's enemies will hurt America, could spark civil war if impeached. Now, of course, this article was written before the impeachment, but I want to share this with you because you'll see the direction in which these far-right evangelicals are heading in their thinking. So the article, again, is found in the Christian Post, published May the 31st, 2019. The writer of the article is Samuel Smith, and the title of the article is Franklin Graham says, Trump's enemies will hurt America, could spark civil war if impeached. Here's the article. Leading evangelist Franklin Graham has responded to critics of his special day prayer on Sunday, a time when he's urged Christians worldwide to ask God to protect President Trump as his political enemies seek impeachment. Graham, the 66-year-old son of the late evangelist Billy Graham and the influential conservative Christian leader of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, spoke with the Christian Post on Thursday to further detail what inspired him to announce this Sunday's special day of prayer. Since making the announcement last Sunday, Graham has faced backlash from fellow Christian leaders who argue that Graham's call to prayer for the president is nothing more than an attempt to politicize prayer and engender support for Trump by whipping up prayer. I'm not asking people to endorse him. That is not that point of this prayer, Graham told the Christian Post in a phone interview. This is not an election year, so I don't see how it could be political. He is the president. People have voted for him. He is in office and he's carrying out the duties of the presidency. He needs our prayers. The special day of prayer statement has been supported by over 300 Christian leaders. Graham is calling on pastors and laypersons across the nation to lead their congregations in prayer for the president during Sunday services, Sunday school, and other gatherings. Graham told the Christian Post that he was inspired by a feeling in his heart to announce the day of prayer. He said that feelings grew into action after he spoke about it with another pastor who thought it was a great idea. Considering that the call to prayer came on the same week in which Special Counsel Robert Mueller spoke publicly about the investigation into Russian collusion during the 2016 election and possible obstruction of justice by the president, Graham admits that the events in Washington played a role. Mueller said this week that his investigation did not rule out the possibility that Trump broke the law and seemed to shift the responsibility of accusing the president of a crime to lawmakers in Congress. In turn, more Democrats in the House of Representatives have called for impeachment. I think what is going on in Washington has something to do with my call to prayer. It has bothered me, and it has been a burden on my heart because this president is being attacked more than any president in modern history. Attacked by the press more than Abraham Lincoln, Graham said. Thousands of churches are stepping forward and offering the Conquer series to give their men a fighting chance in the battle against sexual sin. So he is the President of the United States. You have 2 years of investigation that came up with nothing. Now the media and his opponents in Washington are doing everything they can to destroy him. What we need to remember is that he is the president. That doesn't mean that he is a perfect person. He is flawed like all of us. He has made plenty of mistakes, but he is the leader of this nation. We have got huge problems in front of us. Some of those issues facing the U.S., according to Graham, include trade problems with Canada, Mexico, and China, the situation with Iran, the strife in Venezuela, and talks with North Korea. There's so much that needs to be done, he said. The president, for him to be distracted with false accusations, with people doing all they can to destroy him, it hurts this country. It hurts all of us. Although Graham is regularly described in the mainstream media as a supporter or even an apologist for Trump, he clarified that he has never endorsed Trump. Graham admits that he does agree with many, but not all, of the policies Trump and his administration has advanced. As the Trump administration has advanced more pro-life policies than any other president and done much to advance religious freedom domestically and across the globe, Graham also cheered the fact that Trump got more people working than we have had in modern history. My prayer is not an endorsement of the president, Graham answered. It's to just call on God to give him wisdom, because if he makes a good decision, it is good for all of us. If he makes a bad decision, it is bad for all of us. Whether we are Republican or Democrat or independents, this is just asking God to guide him and direct him as he makes decisions every day that impact our lives. Although he does not endorse Trump, Graham proclaimed that Trump probably will go down as one of the great presidents of our country. When I say protect him from his enemies, because these enemies, it is not just the president, but it is tearing down the office of the presidency, Graham stressed. This will hurt our country for many, many years if this is allowed to happen. In an earlier interview, Graham declared that he attacks the attacks that Trump's enemies are launching against the president are demonic. His statement announced the call to prayer, stated that our nation is at the crossroads, at a dangerous precipice. This precipice is the failure of our democratic system. It is just a handful of people that are able to control the media and are able to dictate what comes across the media into a person's home night after night, day after day, Graham said, referring to the impact that the left-leaning mainstream media is having on today's political climate. If the president was brought down for whatever reason, it could lead to a civil war. There are millions of people out there that voted for Trump, that are behind him, that are angry, and they are mad. We are just living in a very dangerous territory, and we need God's help. Graham praised Democratic Representative Gabbard, a 2020 presidential hopeful, who has said that Democrats shouldn't be looking to impeach Trump because the Mueller report found that no collusion between the Trump administration and Russia took place during the 2016 election. So since the Mueller report has come out, they're talking about impeachment. It is just crazy. It is destroying our country. Enough is enough, Graham said. Tulsi Gabbard, the Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, she made a great statement. She said, it's time to move on. Graham stressed that the country is in turmoil and has become a mess that only God can fix. Every time a person yields their life to Christ, that heart is changed. America needs a heart transplant. America needs a new heart, he contended. We have become vicious. We have become angry. We have become bitter. It is just wrong. The only hope this country has got, we need, is prayer. We need to pray for our president. Graham explained that although he will be praying for the protection of the president, he is in no way instructing other Christians on how they should be praying this Sunday. Some critics think the call to prayer should focus on Trump's need for repentance from his immoral behavior. Others have noted that the Bible commands Christians to pray for all government leaders in positions of power. I have called this to be a focus of prayer on the president. Of course, the Bible commands that we pray for all those that are in authority. If a person feels led to pray for those that are in Washington and represent their state or their district, then absolutely pray, Graham said. But the focus of my call was to be a focus of prayer for the president. First of all, he needs to be encouraged, Graham continued. It is discouraging when you wake up every day, and it doesn't matter if you do something good or not. They only report the bad. That gets discouraging. I pray that the president will be encouraged knowing that there are millions of people praying for him. And an edition of Graham's interview can also be found in other media. So that's the end of that that first article that we're taking a look at today, found in the Christian Post, published on May the 31st, 2019. The writer of that article is Samuel Smith, and the title of the article is Franklin Graham, Trump's Enemies Will Hurt America, Could Spark Civil War If He Is Impeached. Now there's another article I'd like to share with you today, and it's found in the Patheos website. That website is spelled P-A-T-H-E-O-S, the Patheos website. The article is published July the 26th, 2018. That's July the 26th, 2018. And the writer of the article is Ed Brayton. Let me spell his last name for you. That's B-R-A-Y-T-O-N. Ed Brayton. Now, the title of the article is Franklin Graham Threatens God's Wrath for Trump Critics. The title again, Franklin Graham Threatens God's Wrath for Trump Critics. Here is that article. Like so many of his fellow Christian right leaders, Franklin Graham has sold his soul completely for Donald Trump. He is all in no matter what actions he has to now defend that he once condemned. On Twitter yesterday, he threatened the wrath of God for those who speak out with disapproval about Trump paying off multiple mistresses to buy their silence. Was this a warning to yourself, Frankie? Because let's look at your own words in a Wall Street Journal op-ed 20 years ago at the height of the Monica Lewinsky scandal. You said, quote, last week Mr. Clinton told 70 million Americans that his adulterous actions with Ms. Lewinsky were a private matter between me, the two people I love the most, my wife and my daughter, and our God. But the God of the Bible says that what one does in private does matter. Mr. Clinton's months-long extramarital sexual behavior in the Oval Office now concerns him and the rest of the world, not just his immediate family. If he will lie to or mislead his wife and daughter, those with whom he is most intimate, what will prevent him from doing the same to the American public? So which of your words do you think God will judge most harshly, Franklin? In both cases, you claimed to be speaking for him, yet you took the exact opposite position. Gee, I wonder why that is. What is horrible, contemptible behavior by a Democrat is not only acceptable for a Republican. Criticizing that Republican is so terrible that God will punish them for it? If there is a God, buddy, you are in deep doo-doo. I suspect he will take your rank hypocrisy far more seriously than someone who took either position consistently. Now that's a very brief article found in the Patheos website. And of course, what the writer of the article did here is he compared what Franklin Graham said about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky to what he's saying now about Trump and his moving against his wife and his family. Another article found in the Slate magazine, Slate website, that's S-L-A-T-E, Slate, published October the 1st, 2019. The writer of that article is Ruth Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M. And the title of that article is Robert Jeffries Goes All In on Civil War. The title again, Robert Jeffries Goes All In on Civil War. Now, of course, you've heard me mention Robert Jeffries before. He's the man who's really running and pushing the Wednesday prayer meeting that is held in the Oval Office and in the Capitol. Every Wednesday, there is a prayer meeting in which these preachers come together and they lay hands on the president and they pray for him and they support him. So the title of the article is Robert Jeffries Goes All In on Civil War. Notice that these guys continually raise the issue of a civil war. Here's this third article. Trump loyalist, the Reverend Robert Jeffries, the head pastor of 13,000-member First Baptist Dallas Church, is on something of a tear. Over the last few days, he has warned of a potential civil war, accused Democrats of worshiping the pagan god Moloch, and said that his critics either can't read or are too stupid to understand what they're saying. The extended rift began during the Sunday interview on Fox and Friends, when Jeffries mocked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's call to be somber and prayerful in the approach to impeachment. He also warned that if Democrats removed Donald Trump from office, it would lead to a civil war-like fracture in this nation from which this country will never heal. Now notice what Jeffries is saying. If they remove the president in impeachment, it will lead to a civil war in this nation from which this country will never heal. Continuing. The Civil War comments took off when Trump repeated them on Sunday evening, threading them into a four-tweet warning against impeachment. The specter of a president obliquely predicting violence in response to an investigation caused predictable consternation in Washington. But Jeffries, for his part, was only doubling down. The next day, in an interview with Todd Starnes on Fox's Todd Starnes Show, he said he had chosen his words carefully and was neither predicting nor advocating for a new civil war. It's worth noting that he prefaced his Fox and Friends commentary by saying, "I do not want to make this prediction this morning." On Monday evening, an anchor on the Christian Broadcasting Network, an outlet whose reporting is often friendly to Trump, asked Jeffries to expand on his civil war comments. Was it really a good idea to compare a constitutional legal inquiry to 4 years of sustained bloodshed? It was a perfect idea, Jeffries said. Critics of the statement, Jeffries said, either can't read or are too stupid to understand what he meant. Jeffries suggested in all of the interviews that his statement reflect the passions of his evangelical audience. First Baptist Dallas, which Jeffries heads and has headed since 2007, is one of the oldest and most prominent Southern Baptist congregations in the country. He told Fox and Friends that he had literally spoken to thousands and thousands of evangelical Christians over the last week and had never seen them angrier than they are over the impeachment inquiry, which he described as an attempt to overturn the 2016 election and negate the votes of millions of evangelicals in the process. Starnes and Jeffries both recently returned from a patriotism-flowered gospel music conference in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which organizers said would be attended by 40,000 people. Starnes' own recent book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, depicts the U.S. Capitol in flames. Promotional copy warns that America is on the verge of another civil war. Starnes will be speaking about his book at Jeffries Dallas Church this weekend. But even Starnes seemed surprised, if happily so, when Jeffrey riffed that Democrats worship the pagan god of the Old Testament, Moloch, who allowed for child sacrifice. The specific charge of paganism was new, though the reference to abortion wasn't. A few years ago, the pastor told an audience at Liberty University that the attacks on September the 11th, 2001, could be read as retribution for the sin of abortion just as God punished Israel for worshiping Moloch. Over the years, Jeffries has called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints a cult, the Catholic Church a tool of Satan, and Never Trump Christians spineless morons. Despite Jeffries' warning of unprecedented evangelical anger, Trump's other evangelical advisors have been largely quiet about the impeachment inquiry, perhaps waiting to see if Republican support for the inquiry continues to tick upward. Texas pastor and Reverend Jack Graham tweeted vaguely about an attack from leftist socialists. Evangelist and nonprofit head, the Franklin Graham, tweeted his cautious support for Jeffries on Tuesday, in which he said that Dr. Robert Jeffries warned that this could cause a civil war, and it is something that needs to be taken seriously. Graham wrote, "I don't know about that, but I can tell you this could lead to conflict that nobody wants if they continue down this road." He went on to warn that the socialist Democrats aim to take Americans' guns and impeach your president, and asked his followers to pray that God would change the hearts of the Democratic leaders in Washington, and that they would see the dangerous road that they are on. Graham is scheduled to speak at Fayetteville, North Carolina on Tuesday evening as part of his rolling Decision America tour. Jeffries, for his part, doesn't seem to have yet settled on whether a civil war-like conflict is best avoided or faced head-on. When the CBN anchor asked him about the role of Christians in a time of such deep tensions, Jeffries pivoted to an embrace of division. "We ought to do whatever we can to bring healing, but not at the expense of truth," he said. "Truth always divides people." By truth, he meant not the findings of a fair investigation into the president's potentially illegal behavior, but the truth that Trump is the most pro-life, pro-religious, liberty, pro-Israel, pro-conservative judiciary president in history. And of course, you see the direction here that these men are taking. Out of their mouths, out of their lips, we hear the words civil war coming, conflict coming. The direction in which we are heading is a serious one. We need not fear, because if you are standing on the side of Christ, then God has promised to protect you. But I would warn you today that it is time for us to get ready, for all that God has said is indeed coming to pass. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to guide, that you continue to protect, that you continue to lead. And we ask today that as we place ourselves again in your care, that you would give us the strength and courage necessary, that we might walk according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, December the 23rd, 2019.